And it's 24 past 11 as we discuss track work this morning, and Warren Huntley rejoins us. How was the morning out at the track, Warren?
Yeah, it was a pleasant enough morning, Nards. Flemington this morning, and gee, I think there was some important and some impressive gallops at Moonee Valley yesterday, just leading into the last meeting of this night's season.
It's going to be a good one too, isn't it, the last meeting of the season. Let's talk a little bit about some horses who did head over to the Valley yesterday, and one of them being Rock Magic.
Well, he's up and running, and it was a terrific run in the Newmarket, and he's competitive with our elite sprinters. I suppose, like most of that group, you need the right run and you need things to happen, but he's got round the Valley well before on race day and race night, and he worked there nicely this morning, just solo, and quicking up his last 400 metres in about 24 and a half or so, working over 1,000 metres. And he was just usual strong work and quicking up nicely. So, look, I'm not too sure how the final field's going to make up. There's a few options with the Galaxy, obviously, as well, for some sprinters on Saturday as well. But Friday night at the Valley, I think that's where Rock Magic will be, and I'm sure he'll run well.
So that's Rock Magic heading to the Valley. Also, Bonds Away went to Moonee Valley yesterday.
He's last in order of entry, Nards. There's 15 nominations for that race, and they only run 14 and 4. So you'd think he'd get into the field, and, I think he'll run really well. It was great work yesterday at Moonee Valley for a horse on his own, just over 800 metres. So working only over a short course, but quickening up the last 400 metres. And I got him just to tick over 23 seconds for his last 400, and that's some of the best work you see at Moonee Valley, particularly for a horse on his own, not working in company. So, I'm certainly going to have him on my side in the William Reid on Friday night. He was good first up in the Oakley Plate, and he'd be fitter with that run under the belt, and his work yesterday was just terrific.
All right, so he's flying at the moment by the sounds of it. Aaron also had a couple of others that headed over to the Valley, and pretty to see and hardly surprising.
There's a stakes race for fillies, the Alexandra Stakes over the mile, I think, at Moonee Valley on Friday night. They worked really solidly over 1,000 metres. Solid work for the overall journey and quick together for the last 400. So, look, they're both horses that are chasing that little bit of black type, so valuable for the fillies. But, gee, their work was terrific. I thought they worked really strongly and maintained a strong gallop and then were really solid through the line. So a tick for both of them, both pretty to see and hardly surprising. It'll be a very competitive race, but I think they'll be there to run well.
And also a few for the Causton's team with Thunderdome, Thrillster and Crisis Time also going to the Valley.
Followed each other around or worked in a threesome, so to speak. And look, we've seen Thunderdome down the straight at Flemington. Thrillster might even debut at Kyneton tomorrow, and Crisis Time was sort of the least experienced of them and followed them to some extent. Just worth noting, because I'm not sure where they fit in their young horses and they'll, you don't know what sort of race they'll head to, but gee, Thunderdome's got a nice cruising action about him. I'm sure he's going to develop into a nice horse, whether it's this prep or not. If Team Corson's push on with him and he heads somewhere in the next week or so, I certainly think he's there to run well. And Thrillster's most recent jump out going into that work at Moonee Valley yesterday was really good too. Asked to do a little bit, but quickened through nicely near the inside to win that jump out. So I think Thrillster, if heads to Kyneton tomorrow, will be there to run well at that secondary meeting on the Victorian program tomorrow. And Crisis Time still seems to be learning a little bit. But, gee, I think Thunderdome's going to be a really nice horse, and I think he's going to be a horse with a good high cruising speed. He's just got that lovely loping type of action, and he just got round the Valley beautifully in that nice action yesterday.
Okay, so he looks to be right on target. Look, a few from the jump outs last Friday. First of all, Top Me Up, who's set to resume.
He's the one to take out of it, I think, from the jump outs last Friday at Narns. That's his second jump out in recent weeks. And Team Hawks, as we know, don't really push them in track work in at the jump outs. It's a matter of getting them forward enough to get back to the races. And he's had quite a lengthy spell, but, geez, jump outs have been good. There's an option for him at Mornington on Saturday, on their feature Saturday meeting, and he looks to be coming to hand really well. And he can be effective on the fresh side, and despite the fact that he's been off the scene for quite a while, since about April last year, he looks like he's in great shape and plenty of spring in his step. I thought he was about the standout performer for the jump outs last Friday.
Okay, so he's one from the jump outs to jot down, Top Me Up. Also heading to Mornington for the Guineas, Parsifal for Mike Moroney.
He just keeps taking the next step. It's not easy to win your maiden and then win your next start. And he was very well supported to take that rising grade and do it. So there's been an expectation that he's going to measure up to better races. And he just looks a really progressive style of horse. I don't think the trip of the Guineas will pull him up at all, and he'll probably stretch out even further as his career unfolds. It can be a quirky track, and he seems to be a horse that's got that sort of large stride on him type of thing. But he's been able to win those two runs today, and he's heading in the right direction. He worked this morning and just over 1,200 metres, quicken up his last 400 metres, and he's on song to head to the Guineas, which is no doubt going to be a competitive race, but he's really come through those two runs very well.
Okay, so he's going well too. And what about Into Rio? He's also going to the Mornington Guineas as well.
His first upwind was terrific. He's going to be getting better when he gets out over further also, but very similar work this morning. Into Rio was on the steeple grass also, both Parsifal and him on the grass. It worked really solidly and similarly over 1,200 metres, but separately, and Matty Ellett and Simon Zara have got him in good shape. I think he's been regarded as a horse that's going to get out over more ground, and just with still some spring in his step following that first up win, I think heading to Mornington, again, the track can be a bit quirky, but he's in really good shape. He's really come through that first up win well. So I would think both of those horses, both Parsifal and Into Rio, are certainly ready to run well at Mornington on Saturday.
And also, what about Matty? How's he coming along?
He's great. His first up run was good, beaten by Sprightly Lass, who was really sharp in that 9.55. And then we saw Sprightly Lass lead, or be first past the post at Rose Hill on Saturday, not surprisingly lose the race on protest. But that's terrific form. And he just had a nice short, sharp hit out this morning, 800 metres, quickened up his last 400. And there's an option for him in the 9.55 final and at Mornington on Saturday in a benchmark race over a short course. And he's got round the valley really well before. I'd be really keen to see Matty head to that final of that sprint series race, the short course at Moonee Valley on Friday night. He's come through that run well, and he'll definitely be fitter for either Moonee Valley or Mornington at the weekend.
OK, and what are the main ones to take out of this morning from Flemington?
I'm really keen on the way Bonsaway went at Moonee Valley yesterday night, so I've got him as the highlight work of the week that I've seen. Rock Magic ran well also, probably not asked to do quite as much as Bonsaway, so I'm really keen on Bonsaway. I think both him and Rock Magic will run well in the William Reid. I think the Top Me Up's ready to go first up for Team Hawks, and be keen to see Matty go around in the 9.55 final at Moonee Valley on Friday night.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk more tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Nads. Yeah.